Proclamation number 7378 of 30th of June, 1959. Spiritual comfort. Every spiritual consolation is a refreshment for the soul which is open to it as soon as it feels the love of the consoler. For the soul is always in distress when it needs spiritual comfort. Then the human being performs a work of love for his neighbor which must sometimes be valued more highly than the administration of earthly gifts which only benefit the body. But the soul, which needs spiritual comfort, is in need of a work of love, and it can be helped far more. Always provided that true love gives it comfort. For then it will feel this love and be inspired to love itself, and love always has a redeeming effect. But giving spiritual comfort always requires the right attitude, thus the human being has to be in the right relationship with me, with his Father. Then he will always also point his fellow human being to me. He will tell him where he can expect comfort and help. He will encourage him to turn to me himself and establish the same relationship with me as he himself is, and his words will therefore also be alive and have an effect on the fellow human being to whom he seeks to give spiritual comfort. And it is precisely this bond which will comfort him. The hope that there is one who hears him and heeds his call, and that he can unite with me in every adversity of body and soul. No one should let his fellow human being leave him without consolation. But he can only ever give true comfort by referring to me, who can and will change all suffering if the person trusts me and asks me for help. For then he will acknowledge me as his God and Father, and that alone is the purpose and aim of earthly existence, to enter into the relationship with me again in which the being stood in the beginning, to lift the separation itself in free will, which it once aspired to, and to unite with me again in order to be blissfully happy. This is why every reference to me is a spiritual comfort which every human being needs as long as he is still distant from me and, as it were, lonely and abandoned, exposed to all attacks by the adversary. He is in spiritual adversity where he needs consolation. Take care of all of them, regardless of whether they are still on earth or already in the beyond, and give them this comfort by referring them to me, that they should call upon me and through calling upon my name will also find salvation for their souls. Remember them in prayer and in thought and don't leave them in this adversity, and they will thank you eternally if you have helped them to find me and to attain beatitude in me, for which the bond with me is indispensable. And you, too, will be comforted if you are in the same distress of soul. I will take special care of you and give you what you need in order to become blissfully happy. Amen.